USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, police say they're still trying to remove a possibly armed man from inside an auto parts store. They say they believe the suspect is alone inside an Advanced Auto Parts location. Police closing the streets nearby. There are reports the suspect was trying to rob the store just before 8 o'clock this morning. No shots have been fired, though, or injuries reported. Word is President Trump is now bolstering his personal legal team for the upcoming Senate impeachment trial against him. Trump has added Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was involved in the Clinton investigation as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The CDC now blames vaping for 60 deaths in 27 states. The federal agency saying over 2,600 people have been hospitalized with a lung illness in the past 7 months, and about 83% of those people vaped THC, the psychoactive component in marijuana. The wife of Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says she was sexually assaulted by her doctor during her first pregnancy. Evelyn Yang relaying the story of the 2012 assault in a CNN interview that aired last night. The doctor she accused, Robert Haddon with Columbia University, has been accused by dozens of women of assault. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei saying the fact that his nation's missiles were able to strike U.S. targets in Iraq a few weeks ago shows that God is on their side. He made the comments during Friday prayers. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More now on the impeachment of President Donald Trump in the U.S. Senate, a trial that will begin on Tuesday. It has some Democratic presidential candidates who are also U.S. senators having to leave the campaign trail to be part of it. One of them is Senator Amy Klobuchar, asked here about the debate over whether there will be witnesses at the trial.
Every trial we've had in history has had witnesses. I mean, you cannot have a trial without witnesses. And right now we're just asking for four witnesses who have unique information about the president holding back aid to a foreign country.
Senator Klobuchar was speaking on CBS this morning. Housing starts across the U.S., well, according to the federal government, they've surged to a 13-year high. Residential starts rose nearly 17% in December to 1.6 million. New home construction for 2019 rose 3.2%. Permits rose 3.9%. Single-family housing starts rose in the South and Midwest, but fell in the West and Northeast. And today is Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day, January 17th, popularly thought to be the day a lot of people give up on their New Year's resolutions, though some studies suggest today might be a little early. Researchers at the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania finding fewer than half the people who make New Year's resolutions keep them for 6 months. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.